Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 24, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com, even more importantly. And we're doing New Earth Support Team as we usually do. And it looks like we've got some recent people who've joining us perhaps for the first time. So I want to welcome everyone who's here at this moment live, including Anjali, Brian, Carmen, Charlotte, Christina. I don't know that I've seen you here before, Christina. So welcome. Deanna, Eileen, that's a new name to me as well. Eric, Eva, both possibly new as well. iPhone 54 is back. James, Lauren, Linda, Melissa, another new name. Pam, possibly new. Patricia, Renate. So wow, quite a few new folks. So we'll be describing things in detail. So everyone who's new, welcome, welcome. We are so grateful to have some fresh blood here. I'm excited that we've been having more people join the membership and therefore showing up for our live events. So everything is trending up just as I was hoping. All right, so let me explain how we do this. This is New Earth Support Team, and I ask forgiveness to those who are regulars. I need to give a more thorough explanation because we have new folks here. So what we do here is support the Great Global Awakening, and the details after this little intro, I'll be calling the directions of my mesa. A mesa is just a altar on the floor, that, as is done in South America. Then we'll be calling a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies of love and light. And you may not recognize them all, but I'll just promise you they're all high vibration, good beings, and we all will be happy to have them here. Then we'll make sure the container is nice and tight so we keep the good energy in, and only that which is of love and light enters to join us. Then, after the container is set up, I'll guide you all in embodied awakening invocation, where you can call your higher self into your body to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and you can move into the deepest state of spiritual awakening that's currently available to you. And after that, we'll just relax, say, hey, allies, here we are, let's go. And at that point, the allies work with us both collectively and individually. And by the way, this works just as well if you're on the recording as if you're live. The energy is just as valid, just as strong either way. And we'll relax and become a vessel for them to make use of. And we act as surrogates for the great collective on Earth. And we may be taken into blissful, ecstatic states of awakening. We may have heavy energy put through us so it can be processed through us because others can't do it for themselves. If that last bit worried you, please rest assured that no one's going to get an experience they're not ready for. The allies are so intelligent and so smart, and they're not going to give anyone an experience that they're not ready for. In all the years I've done this kind of thing, no one's ever reported overwhelm. I don't believe it's possible, given the invocations and container that we set. So you're going to get exactly the experience you're ready for. It might be a little intense, but I can guarantee you it will not be too much. So you should feel comfortable relaxing and allowing and knowing that it'll be moderated for you by the divine intelligent beings that are working with us. So I see there's some chat here to the new folks. Oh, Christina said, thanks. I'm new and really happy to be here. I'm glad you're here too, Christina. Deanna reminded you that we often sit or lay down comfortably while we hold space, so you don't have to have your camera on for this. And Melissa said, I've been a member for years. I'm so sorry, Melissa. I just haven't seen you in the live calls a lot. Or at least I haven't seen your name on the list. Then you start with them, but maybe you were down the list a bit. My apologies. Yeah, as Deanna pointed out, as long as you're alert, your physical position doesn't matter much. As long as you can be laying, sitting, reclining, doing a headstand, whatever you want, as long as you are comfortable and present, then physical position doesn't matter a whole lot. The only exception would be if you feel like a lot of heavy energy is being put through you, then keep your body open. You know, try to avoid crossing your arms, or if your legs are straight out, don't cross your ankles. Just leave a nice pathway open for heavy energy to clear if you're feeling some of that happening. All right, so I will guide you as we go and present things in some detail. So I invite everyone now to close their eyes. I do, as always, request your undivided attention. Please do only this if you're with us, even if you're on the recording, because either way, you are co-creating this field. And if you are distracted yourself, you will be putting distracted energy into the field. So please just, to the best of your ability, be fully present with us right here, right now, as if you're right here in the room with me. The other note is that if you have to leave early before I close the container, that is okay. Just ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field. and they'll be happy to do that, and there will not be a negative effect on the event. And all this equally applies, again, live or on the recording. So I promise I wouldn't make these requests if they weren't really important. They do affect the field, and we all co-create it. All righty. So let's get going here. I invite you to close your eyes. I'm going to now call the directions and call our allies. And as I'm doing this, if you feel energy moving, excuse me, I'm going to yawn now. Energetic release already starting. So if you feel energy moving as I'm doing this setup, then just feel it moving passively. If you don't, then just feel your breath come and go passively. We're big on passive here, just letting the divine kind of run itself. So here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Yinti. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She sends her regrets that she won't be joining us tonight. We call Amma the hugging saint. That was Spirit Song's personality, sending her regrets. Her higher self is absolutely here. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate. These are all sacred mountain spirits coming up here. We call Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's a container. So now, if you have any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent whom I have not already called, feel free to call them now. Leave just a moment longer for additional high vibration allies to join us. Get much hotter. I'm gonna have to change into a short sleeve shirt. Okay, thank you. Okay, so just take a moment, see how you feel. See if it feels any different than when we started. Now that we have this beautiful container in place. By the way, all the yawning and burping I'm doing is all energy movement. That's what shamans do. It gets noisy sometimes. All righty. So let's do our embodied awakening invocation. So when we do this, we ask our higher self to come merge with us in our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You can think of your body like a car. Your ego, instead of driving as usual, slides to the passenger seat. Well, they don't slide much anymore. They can move to the passenger seat. And your higher self gets in and drives. Now, this only goes on for as long as your ego likes it. If for any reason your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can get back behind the wheel just like that. The divine is just out immediately, and everything's back like it was. So this is reversible, there's no risk, and your ego can try it safely without concern for, you know, any negative consequence. Just about everyone who tries this prefers it, including me. When the divine is driving, you get certain benefits. And these include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you just know what to do more intuitively, and there's more euphoria. It's all good stuff. So if that sounds like a good idea to try, then I'll be leading you in the 8-word invocation in just a moment. Again, you're going to speak it to your higher self. And then after you say the words, I'll guide you on how to passively receive it. So if you're up for this, repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and become super passive. If you already feel energy moving in your body, just relax and let it move. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control, please. Just let it do its thing. Things that will help the process are as follows. I recommend you do not do any of these things. Don't use effort or willpower. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive and let it do itself. If at any point you discover you got distracted, your attention is anywhere but feeling energy or breath, that's fine, but just at that moment, just relax back into just feeling energy or breath again. If you are still aware of a distraction beyond you, in the background, that's okay. It can do its thing in the background, just treat it like an uninvited guest and just ignore it. If you pay attention to it for any reason, you'll just make it stronger. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Just keep returning attention to feeling energy moving on its own or feeling breath come and go on its own. You passive means divine can be active. The final nuance, if you wish, is to use the least effort that enables you to feel what's going on. So we can try this if you like for a moment. Would you please drop to zero effort and simply exist for a moment? Whatever happens is fine. Just go to zero and just exist for a moment. So if it's zero, even without trying, there's still some awareness of energy or breath, then zero is probably all you need. Just hang out right there. The less effort used that gives you the awareness you need, the better. If it's zero, you've lost it entirely. That's okay. Just start adding teeny tiny bits of effort back until you're using the least effort needed to feel energy or breath, whichever you chose. And you want to just rest at that absolute bare minimum effort level, whether that's zero or just a little bit of effort that lets you feel that. Let the divine do everything else. Oh yeah, it's starting to feel pretty good. Through the grace of our allies, I'm able to feel the overall vibe of the group, including those on the recording. And we're starting to get pretty awakened here. So how will you know when you've hit embodied awakening? Well, it's pretty simple. You just say yes or no to the following question. Here's the question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It all just holds itself. If you can say yes to that, you are in embodied awakening by definition. Good job. If you don't get all the way to embodied awakening, that's okay. Any movement in that direction is to be celebrated. Even a little blip toward it is, yeah, good. Keep doing it, you'll get closer and closer. And even if you go all the way to embodied awakening, you can say, yep, all the boxes are checked, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, all good. Just know that it can still get better. I don't care how deep and awesome your awakening is. For most folks, there's deeper levels yet you haven't even got to yet. And continuing to do the embodied awakening invocation can take it deeper and deeper as soon as you're ready. So just feel a moment. Is all that true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless? Yes or no? If yes, just relax and hold the space, and you're helping everyone else on the call, live or on the recording, to get there too. If not, just stay passive, using the least effort that gives you that awareness of energy or breath, and just let it come to you. If you're using effort to try to make the awakening happen, in this strategy, you're just pushing it away. Free will says that even if you call your divine to awaken you, as you did with this invocation, if you then try to do it yourself using anything other than passive awareness, your divine says, oh, they're using free will. They're using effort. I have to back off and let them try. It knows it can do it better, but your actions require it to honor your free will choice to try to do it for yourself. I have yet to meet a human who can awaken themselves better than their higher self can awaken them for them. All right, it's feeling pretty sweet. We have a pretty strong awakening field. Whether you got all the way or partway or wherever you're at, we'll continue forward. Just work with what you got. Divine allies, we are so grateful to be here and really are honored by this opportunity to be of service for the great global awakening. Please make use of us in a way that serves highest good of all, including us. So allies, we know you're going to work with each of us, both individually and collectively. So make sure each person only gets the experience that serves highest good. Not too much bliss, not too much challenge, just the right amount. It's okay to make it intense, just don't go over the top. Thank you, allies. I said, we're on it. All right, so humans, you have one job now, and that is to relax, be completely passive. And the more passive you are, the easier it's going to be for our beautiful allies to make use of you. They will be putting energy through you. They'll be using you as a divine surrogate. That means that whatever happens to you will be multiplied, just like loaves and fishes, and that same effect will be given to many other people. If it's a blissful effect, then your deeper awakening will help others awaken, even if they have no idea what we're doing here. And if you feel heavy energy coming through you, then you're helping to process heavy energy for those who cannot yet do it for themselves. And I strongly recommend release preference. Don't get attached to whether it feels good or challenging at any given moment. It's all for the highest good, and we're here in service. And one last reminder, you're not going to get more than you can do. If you're not ready to process any heavy energy for others, then none will be put through you. If you are, then you might get some. But everyone can get bliss. No restriction on that. So please relax and just be. And already, I'm feeling my body a little more like energy than flesh. So just know that my narration will be what's happening to most of the folks in the group, if history serves. However, your experience might be completely different, in which case you just relax and go with your experience, even if it's very different than what I'm describing. Please do not use effort to match my words. Just go with what's happening for you. So already my body's starting to shake, and that happens a lot on these calls. So if your body shakes, vibrates, trembles, if you cry or scream or, you know, make sound, if your body wants to move, it's okay to get up and move. As long as no one gets hurt, nothing gets damaged, then we're good. Some people are still in silent, and others are quite moving and noise making. Everyone's muted, so no one on this call is going to hear you. If your camera's off, no one's going to see you. So just relax, and whatever needs to happen, happen. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if your body wants to do something, you know, sound, motion, whatever, I encourage you to allow that. It can help the energy move. So the allies are inviting me to raise grandfather on the left to assist with the healing work. So this is tobacco tea that I make, and it's a shamanic tradition. It goes way back in South America to raise on either side, left to release, right to call in. So I'm going to be raising on the left to assist our process. You can ignore me. I'll be making some noise while I do this, but just stay with your process. Grandfather, I honor you, and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you, and we invite you into our hearts. May all hatred be cleared from this grandfather. May it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. Grandfather, allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the left, may it serve the highest good of our process. May this help facilitate the release of heavy energy. On all levels, it serves highest good for everyone affected by this process we're in and by this raise. Thank you, Grandfather. This is something better. Highest good be done. I'm waiting for the prayer to settle into the liquid. There it is. Now I'll seal it and raise. Me raising Grandfather is kind of like Popeye eating spinach. All right, that's definitely firing up the heavy energy release, so you may be feeling that heavy energy flushing out your hands and or your feet. We also leave other ways. Sometimes it transmutes to love and light right where it is. Whatever it's doing, just let it do it. Again, belching in this context is not considered rude. It's just shamanism. It's all energy release. I can feel Grandfather, which is one term used, a term of endearment for the tobacco, considered a masculine plant spirit. I can feel old Grandfather definitely charging the field up. Thank you, Grandfather. You're so welcome here. In South America, tobacco is considered a master plant. Only a few plants get that very special and revered designation, but tobacco used in its pure organic form, without nasty additives, and used in a shamanic way is one of the most potent healing plants on the planet. Took me a while to wrap my head around that, but now I use it regularly and it really helps me. But I only use it in a shamanic way and I don't smoke it, I just imbibe it. So we have a lot of heavy energy clearing in our field. Just relax, let it move through. Reminder again, if your experience is different than my narration, just relax and go with your experience. If you feel heat in your body, that's holy fire, helping to burn out things for you or stuff from others on their behalf. You don't have to worry about if it's yours, if it's someone else's. It really doesn't matter if it's in your field, it's yours to process. Or more accurately, it's our allies to process. You just relax and feel and process it. On calls like this, absolutely guaranteed, your effort from the ego to make something happen will be less effective than your ego's passivity and allowing our divine allies to do it for you. For most of my life, I was a person who really controlled things in just about every way. It took me a while to loosen up where I could release and let it be done for me, and now I wouldn't do it any other way. That's a really sweet energy in our field now. Thank you, Grandfather Tobacco, for facilitating this enhanced power in our work. Very grateful to you, dear grandfather. Oh, I feel Mother Ayahuasca here too. I'm not going to be drinking ayahuasca tonight, but her spirit is present. Without me having to do that. So I'm feeling mostly a peacefulness now. There's a certain intensity in the field. So there's some heavy energy processing, but a subtly increasing sense of euphoria. If the euphoria gets strong enough, it might even ramp up to a euphyvia. Nice. Now the euphoria is definitely stronger than the challenge energy, at least in my experience. And they're saying this would be a good time to raise on the right side now. You betcha. Happy to do that. Normally when raising grandfather or drinking tobacco tea through your nose, you do both sides. Left side to release, right side to call in. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the right, I ask that energy come through to assist our process here tonight. Please let flow in all the love and light and high vibration energy that will serve our service and ourselves. Thank you. Is there something better, highest could be done? So grandfather is helping us sweet, high energy come into our field now. Just as all of us are acting right now as surrogates for the collective, when I raise grandfather in this context, I'm acting as a surrogate for all of you as well as the collective. So the idea is that it's as if you yourself had raised grandfather and will get some of that energetic benefit because I did it. We all connect very strongly when we do this kind of energetic work, even if you're on the recording. Yeah, feel that. That's a really interesting kind of fast vibration in the body. So just relax, and they're getting into our cellular structure, into our DNA, and they're just doing some nice cleanup and upgrade work there. So just let them have their way. They know what they're doing. I can promise you, your human self will not be able to comprehend what they're doing. This is above the human mind's ability to comprehend. So I learned a long time ago not to even try to figure it out. Just relax and feel it and know that it's good. Starting to get really peaceful now. So you serve the collective by relaxing as deeply into this peacefulness and letting yourself be lifted to the deepest awakening that you can access, not through effort, but just allowing. Just let them lift you as high as it's right for you to go right now. Every person gets their own unique experience. Those who are awakened enough to perceive it can feel that on one level we're all blended together as a beautiful field of energy. At that point, we're beyond separation. It's all just one beautiful soup of consciousness. If you're not there yet, just keep showing up and chances are you'll get there eventually. Part of you is already there. The cool thing is when your human self can be aware of it. Okay, they're going to have me do a little music here, just one song, I think. I'm going to mute and tune, and when I unmute again, I'll do the song. This is a song I just worked up. It's fairly well known in New Age circles. I have a little different arrangement, but it's pretty close to the original. Mm-hmm. Sweet vibration. Just relax and let our beautiful allies take you to the highest level of awakening that serves highest good. Again, please, no effort, no trying to get anywhere. Just relaxing and enjoying wherever you're at. The more passive you stay, the higher they can lift you. And yet I'm still feeling some effort in the field. So I invite everyone for a moment to go to absolute zero effort. Just please only be for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. Zero effort. Yeah, feel the difference that makes. Your ego cannot do this as well as your divine can do it for you, and it requires your ego's complete relaxation and allowing to get the full gift that your divine has for you. So just relax. If even so, you can feel there's a part of you that's kind of clenching or resisting, give it your full attention for a moment, blend with it, be one with that resistance for a moment, and then just relax. And chances are it will relax with you. Mm-hmm. So we're going even deeper as a collective. Well done. And remember, we're not just doing this for ourselves. The deeper the awakening we experience individually and collectively, the easier we make it for the collective on Earth to awaken more deeply. We can't uplift others to a level we are not at ourselves. We got to walk that talk. And at the same time, I'm now feeling significant heavy energy draining out the hands and feet. Feet especially, they're hot. If you're feeling something like that, then be aware that in our process, we often get a both-and experience. There's the sense of significant euphoria or bliss at the same time as there's that feeling of heavy energy clearing. And you can get to the point where you're aware of that heavy energy drainage, and it's like there's no suffering, there's no resistance, it's just happening. And you just rest in acceptance and equanimity of that, and it's no big deal at all. The divine just does it for you. So just relax into whatever your experience is right now. Let it be exactly as it is. You might be aware only of your own experience. You might be aware of all of us Awakening Plus folks doing our thing. You might be aware of the entire planet. Just whatever you're aware of, just rest in that. Let it run itself. Whatever you're experiencing is perfect for this moment. A lot of euphoria in the field. The allies never fail to reward us at the end for our service. Now I'm getting more awareness of the physical body. This probably means that we're being kind of reintegrated into our physical form. Notice that your body might feel different now. It feels less like solid matter and more like energy, which is a more accurate perception. It is just energy, just vibrating a little more slowly than the higher divine energies, but vibrating energy nonetheless. When you reach a certain level of divine awareness, then you perceive the body not as solid matter, but as vibrating energy. So just relax as these higher energies are integrated into your physical form to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And it's quite possible you'll leave this event with a little deeper awakening. That is your new baseline. So it's always good in your daily practices of a spiritual nature, whether they're the things I give or whatever else you're doing, do whatever works for you, that this will give you a new baseline of consciousness. And may that baseline ever rise. I've been on this path for a long time, and that bar just keeps rising. I love it. All righty. So I'm going to call the directions and close the sacred container. Then we'll open it up for feedback. Just continue resting in awareness of your perception of your body and your energy field. Please remain passive. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, allies. So grateful for this opportunity to serve. Thank you so much, allies, for allowing us to be of assistance to help the great global awakening. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this experience for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, so the sacred container is closed. And I'm going to open it up for feedback if anyone would care to share their thoughts. So unmuting is now allowed. So you're welcome to just unmute yourself. If you're on the Zoom, you just hit the mic icon and remove the red slash and you can talk. If you're on the phone, *6 should mute and unmute you, or you might just want to type in the chat. Whatever you want to do is fine. If you choose to do anything at all. Christina typed, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you for your feedback, Christina. I hope you can join us as often as possible. The more, the merrier. According to the law of one, every individual person who joins doubles the power of the work. Anjali types, such strong flow. Special thanks to Grandfather Tobacco showing up extra tonight. Deep relief and opening. Thank you, Anjali. Anjali has been with us many years. So grateful you were here tonight, Anjali. Just a little reminder, we've got two more events this week. Again, today is the 24th of October, 2022. The 26th, we're doing our shamanic breathwork event. We do that every couple of months, and I'll put together an awesome music mix you can download in advance or listen to it streaming. Downloading is better. And we'll do some powerful breathing to really move some heavy energy strongly and go to some really deep divine space. And Thursday night, we do Ask Us Anything, where you can show up and ask questions and also help answer them. We've learned there's a lot of wisdom in the group, so anyone who's there is welcome to share their wisdom. Got a lot of chat coming in. Let me catch up with it here. Linda says, which was such comforting energy for me. Many thanks. Pam says, thank you for a wonderful experience. Lauren says, thank you, very deep and powerful. Having some trouble reintegrating. Good stuff. Lauren, just relax and remain passive. And if it's still not happening, just invoke what you want. Do a custom invocation, maximum integration that serves highest good if necessary. Christina says, nice. I'm excited for that breathwork event. Sweet. Carmen says, love the new song. It was beautiful. Thank you. In case you couldn't figure it out, that song was called There Is Only Love. Karen Drucker performs it. She didn't actually write it. She wrote an additional verse, but it's another gentleman who wrote that. But it's a love that song. And Vivian from Australia says, I found Grandfather's presence very powerful, and I found myself whistling like a high, pure sound. Nice. Anjali says the song was especially comforting too. Brian says, very grateful and deeply appreciative. Such sweet bliss tonight, feeling very light. And Christina, these are the kind of comments we get all the time for our events. There's a reason that so many people show up so consistently to our events, because it's just sweet. That's one reason I schedule so many of them. You get a lot of memberships. They do one or two things a month, but these are my peak experiences, you know. Except for ayahuasca. That's the peak of them all, that I get much stronger experiences doing work with you guys than I do sitting on my own. So I appreciate the flood of feedback. Anyone else have anything to ask or share?
That was very interesting. I had four or five, I don't know how many dogs barking continuously all through that the chorus.
Nice. Well, I hope they enhanced your experience.
I tried to not let them bother me.
Good strategy, because, you know, what's happening around you might be beyond your control, but what always is in your control is how you choose to work with whatever stimulus is coming up.
Yep. It was very good, and thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here, Charlotte. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've heard some meditation masters say you should be able to sit in the median of a 12-lane freeway and have the wonderful deep meditation with all the cars and trucks roaring by. You can get your consciousness to that point. And Vivian types, there's a powerful eclipse tonight. West Australia time tomorrow for USA. I feel there's a lot of unsettled energy steering and clearing. It does. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Charlotte, so, because we can hear the dogs too. Yeah, I forecast that eclipse, if anyone wants to read my interpretation of it, on astroshaman.com. I've got my forecast for the second half of October up, and I talk about the eclipse there, if you want to check that out. Not visible in the USA, and it's a partial eclipse, but still it's got some power to it. And I'm not just giving it eclipse service. There's some strength there. If you're new, you'll just have to get used to the puns. They do pop out once in a while. Any other feedback from anyone? Vivian, hi.
Hi, I just say hello. I just want to say that I absolutely love that background that you have today.
Oh, thanks.
And blue and white is really beautiful. And for some reason, I had to put on this lapis lazuli beads today, and also a little sapphire ring that I bought in India many years ago. Ah. So there's something, maybe it's personal, but something about a level that has to do with blue energy. So I was more than happy when I saw the background. Uh-huh. Maybe that's personal, but it feels like it belongs to today. So there you go.
Right. Well, that's probably why I picked it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, as some of you may know, I really love the original image this was taken from. It's the Earth surrounded by a flower of life pattern. But we, you know, every week, same image. And there's got to be some variety I can bring. So I started playing with the filters on my image program. I discovered there's this mirror effect, and I can divide it into like 5 mirrors, 6 mirrors, 7, 8, and every one looks cool and different. So there's still some semblance of the Earth in there, but it gets pretty abstract, and I tried to pick the ones that looked super cool. So I'll use a variety of Earth backgrounds as we
go. It actually feels like a star energy field, that the Earth is a star. That's mm-hmm. my kind of,
yeah,
my feeling in the background. I really love it. So.
Thank you. Thanks. And Patricia says she loves this background as well. Great. All right. Anything else from anyone? So just take one more moment and feel the energy we're still in. The allies usually give us some bonus energy even after we close. So just see if you can feel that frequency. It's got a very steady stasis field they've got right now. So just feel that before we close. Yeah. So I suspect that may stay with us for a while. So enjoy that for as long as it lasts. Again, Wednesday night, shamanic breathwork. Thursday night, ask us anything. And then we'll have a whole new crop of stuff in November. So big, big thanks to everybody. Can't thank each and every one of you enough for being here. Whether you showed up live or on the recording, you helped us hold the frequency. And couldn't do it without you. So big, big thanks. And thanks to our new person, Christina, and any other new folks who are here. And we'll see you again soon. Many blessings, everybody. Bye-bye.